Shishmaref is a small village located 100 miles north of Nome in the Arctic Circle. Due to the adverse effects of climate change, the land the community sits on has been falling into the ocean.
Three teens from Shishmaref, Teresa Olana, Bert Sockpick, Henry James, and their teacher, Angela Alston, have seen these effects firsthand. Rising sea levels have corroded the land, and many people within their village have had to leave their homes and relocate.
My house is less than 100 feet away from the ocean, and it's rough living by the ocean, knowing that our house could fall in any day.
I remember staying at my grandfather's house, and it had to be moved because all the land that was in front of it got washed away. There was even another house in front of his, and they had to move that as well. And just seeing, when I can see it now, I can still picture where my grandpa's house was. And to think that all that land is gone is really amazing. And the older people tell me that they used to even go way out there and play games like baseball and stuff over there. And to see it now, that it's just water, it's weird.
Teresa says the people of Shishmaref have tried several different methods to protect their village from incoming tides. Sadly, these attempts have not been a success.
I also remember climbing onto the old seawall, the first seawall that they, or the second seawall that they put up. It was just sandbags covered with like wired fence or something. Whose idea was that? They expected that to last a long time, and it didn't. And we always played on them, and then we just ended up, like, every year we would see more and more of the sandbags go under the water till eventually there was nothing. There's still, like, a little brick of them that you can see, which is kind of sad. It reminds us that that was supposed to keep us safe, and it's not there anymore.
Teresa explains her perceptions of how the elders in their community feel about the changes that are taking place.
I think seeing the climate change happen is really hard for everybody, but especially for the elders, because they can remember how good it used to be, and now they have to, they've been watching it for so many years. They've been watching how badly it's affected our environment and their way of life.
Teresa and Bert fear that one day they may be forced to leave their village and in the process lose their unique culture.
Making us move into a city wouldn't be right. Why make us become like everybody else and lose our way of life?
If we do ever get moved to like a city or some other place because of not being able to get moved due to insufficient funds, it would be harder for like people who make their livings off carvings because they didn't really do well in high school. Or don't really have too good jobs, it would be harder for them to get their hands on materials like for carving and all these stuff that would be hard to get in like big cities. Getting traditional foods like ushak and all those other ones would be harder to get because of the differences between rural and urban lifestyle.
But Bert describes the people of Shishmaref will always have their history to be proud of.
One day our kids or our kids' kids would be able to say something like, oh, my grandpa came from a small village in Shishmaref, and that would be like a good thing to like brag about because lots of people could say that they're parents are from like Anchorage or a bigger city, and then they would have different stories.
The world has taken notice of the climate change in Shishmaref, and many people are documenting it.
One of the most interesting things about Shishmaref and climate change is that we've kind of become the poster child for the issue of climate change. And so we see reporters and journalists and photographers from all over the world that have been here. We've had a few from Japan, France, Germany, the Netherlands, everywhere come and interview our kids and make movies of our town. And that's kind of been a positive thing because it's gotten our kids, our students, a lot more exposure to foreign people than they would have gotten otherwise.
In return, visitors have also given back to Shishamaref.
Most people who come to Shishamaref from other countries are really friendly and really cooperative, and they're generally willing to come into the school and give presentations to the classes and explain what life is like somewhere else. And we've even had a group from the Netherlands that donated a whole bunch of video equipment to our school, some video cameras, tripod, tapes, hard drives. And that was just nice that they benefited from us with their story and their movies that they made, and then they shared that so that we could benefit from them.
The students have also created a group to raise awareness about the current condition.
We started the Save Our Shishamaref group, which fundraises money for the relocation. And when the Germany people came, they wrote an article about us in their newspaper, and the school there started fundraising for us. They made Shishamaref shakes, and when they sold them, they sent the money to us. So that was nice of them.
Along with the foreign exposure they have received, several people within our country have taken an interest as well, including Senator Mark Begich, Representative Don Young, former Secretary of Education Margaret Spelling, and other U.S. leaders.
With the help of others, Teresa and Henry examine realistic goals for the future of Shishamaref in combating climate change and preserving their unique culture.
I hope that in the future that Shishamaref will still be there. But it seems like it won't, and I hope if it's not there, then it's somewhere where everybody is still together and not separated and not put into a different city, because I don't want people to just be forced to move and give up their lifestyle and their culture, especially for the elders.
They should help Shishamaref by either making a better seawall or finding a place that Shishamaref will be good to live in for a long time.
For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Nikki Navio.
And I'm Nithya Theroux.